Fantasy fanatics, hockey heads, and degenerate gamblers, welcome back to your show. It is a jam-packed episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Alongside my esteemed co-host, Mr. Steel Roden, it is your boy, Big Flip Livingstone. And when I say there's a lot to get to, people, I seriously mean it. And that means time to get this money. Let's get right to it.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You heard the music and you know what time it is. It is time for the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, Monday edition. Thank you so much for making us your first listen, everybody. Every single day, we see and appreciate that support, and which is why today's episode is extra jam-packed, full of all the fantasy breakdown and news that you need to kick this week off right and make some money. Steel, I'm almost a little overwhelmed, my friend, which says a lot because we've been doing this show now for almost a full year. Shout out to both all of our supporters and our family for holding us down through this ride. But my goodness, Steel, we're getting to big time bets. We're going to get to the waiver wire ads, which is going to be crucial for your week out there as a fantasy GM. But we have a lot to news to get to here. Thatcher Demko goes down with an injury. We're taking a look at that. Jordan Binnington continues with these antics, which is going to affect this crease situation with the St. Louis Blues. We got to talk about that, Steele. Mitch Marner's doing special things. And again, with these Vancouver Canucks, Brock Besser's now on the way out after being pretty productive over the last couple of weeks. My mind is full of fantasy news right now, Steele. Help me hone in on this. Let's start with the 26-year-old goalie, Thatcher Demko. I know a player that's near and dear to your fantasy success. What's going on with this player? What's going on with the Vancouver Canucks? Let's start here.
Yeah, I think we do have to start with Thatcher Demko. It's a big injury to the Vancouver Canucks. He's out for 6 weeks with a lower body injury. And for me, I think this is the perfect time for anyone that owns Thatcher Demko to completely give up on him. The fact that he's injured, the fact that he's done for 6 weeks, go out there, get another goalie that's on the waiver wire who is available and is a starting goaltender or who's putting up numbers at least better than what Demko has done so far this season. 3-10-2, the worst record by far by any starting goaltender in this league. A 393 save percentage or a 393 goals against average, an 883 save percentage is just absolutely terrible for a guy of this caliber who was exceptional for me last year. 33-22-7 last year with a 915 save percentage. This would have been his fourth season as a starter, and he clearly just isn't living up to that potential and expectation that a lot of Demko fans and Canuck fans thought of him. For me, this is the perfect time to give up on him. Maybe come back around in mid-January when he's getting back into the lineup and going to get his first start after injury. But right now, send him off the team because he's been absolutely terrible.
This is an interesting situation. Amongst the others that we're going to talk about on today's show, Steele, Vancouver Canucks give up. They're in the top 10 on shots against. So we know that some of the deficiencies of Thatcher Demko aren't all on him, but you're spot on. He hasn't been good. Now he's dealt this injury. And, you know, we're going to talk about Spencer Martin a little bit when it comes to waiver wire ads, because we have to, because this goaltender is going to get the run out here. Colin Delia? No. The Vancouver Canucks have not many options here. So Spencer Martin has looked pretty good, and we're going to talk about the waiver wire ads. We're going to get there. But this Vancouver Canucks team, who has already been very shaky to start the year, Steele, is now dealt a blow, and I get it. Demko hasn't been the guy that they expected. But let's just say something now does happen to Spencer Martin. Their options are getting thinner and thinner. And all that I think the real takeaway is here, and again, we're going to explain what you can maybe do to fill in Thatcher Demko's situation. You may have already done it, though, Steele, because of how inconsistent he's been. Yeah, like you said, you have to move on from this goalie. let's move on to another goalie situation, though, because that one in Vancouver is going to continue to unfold, and you better have an eye on it also. The success of the Vancouver Canucks might tailspin very quickly here if they can't get some good goaltending from whoever they throw in there. So that's number one. But number two here, Steele, Jordan Binnington. I need your take on this. You and I have been very busy this weekend. We're usually back and forth about the takes that we see on the news. Jordan Binnington is bothering me a little bit. He's not a good enough goaltender to be out there, and I'm not saying any goaltender should be carrying him the way that he is. This is professional sports. It's hockey, and this guy is out here carrying himself like a bit of a clown. I don't throw this term out very often, and please hit me with your honest take on this. I don't like what Jordan Binnington is doing. It's a bit dangerous. It's costing his team. And if you're a fantasy GM, now it's costing you as well. So I want to take a look at this situation. Hit me with your take on Binnington, because this is now back-to-back games that he's out of his crease, running guys, basically. And the head coach has some stern comments. Hit me with your take on this Binnington situation, because I think it's about to unravel.
Yeah, and the fact that we're talking about Demko and Binnington to start off this episode, both goalies I have on my fantasy team. So it's definitely struggling for me. The Steel special, apparently. But this is a very interesting topic to start with. Binnington, 9-10-0 on the season so far. So the record is not great. But I want to give a little bit of backstory over his last 10 games. So over his last five games, he's lost all five of them. He's got a 4.20 goals against average and an 8.35 save percentage. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it's
and you're not going to get anything done, even if your team's scoring, if you're putting up those numbers. But his previous five games to those five games I just listed, he had a 1.80 goals against average and a 9.46 save percentage. So for me, I've seen flashes of brilliance from Jordan Binnington, and I don't mind the passion. But when we talk about the passion, I don't mind when he gets heated or starts barking at the opponents, because we see the defensemen and forwards do this all the time. Why are they allowed to do it if the goalies aren't? But what I do mind is Jordan Binnington physically and intentionally trying to hurt people, like we saw last night or a couple days ago against the Pittsburgh Penguins and against Jason Zucker, who was coming around behind the net. That's what that's what I do care about, because that's intentional. But I like the passion from Binnington. I like the fact that he's not afraid to start barking and getting into the opponent's faces when they're getting too close to him or getting in the crease. I don't mind that. But when you're out there physically and intentionally trying to hurt people, that's a different story. For me, he's right behind Aaron Dell as the cheapest goalie in the league right now, because we've seen what Aaron Dell has done. Binnington's right there behind him.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with what you both just said and what he has done over the last couple of games. And I'm with you. It's also just, to me, Steele, I really don't care about, you know, I get frustration, I get heated moments, I get, you know, riding the wave of emotion. You're costing your team, and head coach Craig Berube said it on, hit it on the nail on the head. Stop the pucks and stay in your crease. That's what a goaltender is paid to do. We don't need you out here instigating. We don't need you out here running your mouth. I think you and I could probably unpack this a lot more, but what I would say before we head to break, before we get to some more hot news, Mitch Marner, Brock Besser, waiver wire, and big time bets. This situation with the St. Louis Blues is starting to get interesting, because Thomas Greiss, in my opinion, might start to get a little bit more fantasy value here, Steele, if Jordan Binnington continues to put up these crooked goals against numbers. We know he's the guy. They have the money invested. He should be the number one, but we're talking about openings here. We're talking about fantasy sneak-ins. If he continues to be a hothead and costs his team, also, not many times over the last, you know, number of years that I can remember, a head coach coming out and calling out his goaltender like Berube just called out Jordan Binnington. So there's something to be said about the fantasy situation about to unfold here in St. Louis. There is also a situation unfolding with Athletic Greens, one of Steele and I's favorite new products that aren't so new, but they are great for the immune system. Steele and I use AG1 from Athletic Greens before and after the gym. What is it? One delicious scoop of AG1 from Athletic Greens. You are getting 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, probiotics that help start your day right. The special blend of ingredients not only supports your gut health, but your immune system, your nervous system, your energy levels. It helps you recover. It helps you focus. And what helps you may age with grace, all the things that you need. Right now, reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition with just one scoop of AG1 with water every single day. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you one free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutrition. That is our episode brought to you by Athletic Greens.
Thank you so much. I'm making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. For your next listen, please check out Locked On Sports Today Podcast. The biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. And we are going to get to the waiver wire segment very, very soon, but just a couple more highlights from over the weekend. I would like to start with Mitch Marner because that's probably the biggest highlight, if you don't mind. 18-game point streak, franchise record for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Two goals in that game in the loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. For me, the 18-game point streak is absolutely incredible. But what Marner is able to do on special teams, the penalty kill especially, the fact that he continues to just be aggressive, get these odd man rushes, even breakaways at times. He does everything right on the special teams that you can ask for out of a guy of Mitch Marner's size and caliber. So I really like this kid's game right now. Absolutely one of the best Maple Leaf players ever. And he's proving it right now on this 18-game point streak.
Usually I have to come on here and be checked about my numbers. It's now at 19-game point streak, my friend. So that is why I'm here for you, because we're doing this together. But you're right, and I'm going to leave it at this because there's not much to be said here, because there's also another impressive heater going on in the NHL with Jason Robertson. That's a whole other special piece of fantasy news. But what I like about Mitch Marner, Steele, is he has come out and said, this is my team, this is my city. And I care about what's going on with the Toronto Maple Leafs. And say what you will about the fan base that you and I are close to. Say what you will about the shortcomings of the team and their success. Mitch Marner is on an impressive heater. And the fact that he comes out, he was a man possessed last night, playing both ends of the rink, playing against a very, very difficult team to play against in the Tampa Bay Lightning, and still getting it done. The opening goal, the game-tying goal, playing in between. Someone throw some respect on Mitch Marner's name real quick, because even you and I'll be quick to admit it, we were down the throats of this Toronto Maple Leafs team. And now they are really putting their money where their mouths are, especially Mitch Marner. This is a special 19-game heater, Steele. And honestly, I don't see it stopping anytime soon, because I really do think he has a sparkle in his eye. Let's move quickly to Brock Besser, a player who doesn't have a sparkle in his eye. And now, after being shelved as a healthy scratch, so the team can take a look at some options for a trade. Look, 3 goals, 11 assists this season, 0 points over his last 3 games. But before that, he was playing pretty good. We know this guy is a valuable fantasy piece. I'm going to hit you with this take before we move on to waiver wire, because we're already running out of time on today's episode. Doesn't Brock Besser just scream like a candidate to return home to the Minnesota Wild? I'm just putting it out there right now. There's some rumblings that he might go to Minnesota. I don't know about the money, but he would look very good in that color combination in Minnesota. Steele, hit me with your take there, because
he would look really, really good there as well. I also saw something earlier today that maybe joining the Dallas Stars as well, and really capping off that top.
I like that even better
as well. So Dallas Stars, Minnesota Wild, will definitely have to check it out. But Brock Besser scratched last night. He was given permission from the team, as his representatives are looking to make a trade or a deal get done soon. Yeah. And like you said, they're a little bit low on the skill level in the crease right now. They're a little bit low on the blue line. So maybe they can put a package deal together to acquire another defenseman or a goaltender to help them out in this time, because it looks like he's out of on his way out of Vancouver. But let's get to the waiver wire targets right now for this upcoming weekend. I want to start off because we started off with goalies. So my first waiver wire target is going to be Cam Talbot of the Ottawa Senators. Okay. 4-6-0 so far this season. He is 52% owned on ESPN, 73% owned on Yahoo. So unlikely you'll get him there, but he is still most likely available on ESPN. And for me, he's only really had two bad games so far this season. He allowed five goals against the Vancouver Canucks early on when he returned from injury. And he allowed three goals on seven shots against the San Jose Sharks, which he ended up being pulled. But so far, he's been absolutely stellar. A 250 goals against average with a 919 save percentage. For me, he is the number one goaltender for the Ottawa Senators. He's played more games than Anton Forsberg since coming back from that injury. And he's been putting up some stellar stats as well. So Cam Talbot off the waiver wire for me.
I personally also think that the Ottawa Senators are going to start to pick up a little bit of steam here. They have not performed up to what you and I have both not only talked about, but expected them to be this season. Obviously, you know, in early injury to Shabbat, he's been back. Josh Norris goes down. Some injury to key pieces maybe has thrown a little bit of a wrench. I hate going the excuse angle for injury steal. But I also think the Ottawa Senators are going to go on a bit of a heater here. I said it over the weekend.
And they just had two big wins over the weekend.
There you go. So let's see what they do. And I love that angle very quickly, because we know that. And if you haven't done it already, because a lot of people already have, Spencer Martin, you have to go out there and add this player. He is going to get thrown. Whatever you want to say about the Vancouver Canucks, you just need a body in there. I know a lot of players. I know a lot of GMs in my own league alone just need a body out there. Rostered in less than 7% in ESPN league steal and about 15% in Yahoo, now fluctuating. So go out there right now. Whatever you think about the Canucks' success, Spencer Martin is worth a look. And I had to start there because that is a fact.
Especially with all the goaltenders that are just struggling this year. I saw a stat earlier watching the Leaf game where back in 2015, the league average for save percentage was 916. It's now all the way down to 902.
There you go.
And that just shows off the skill level of all the players up front just scoring all these goals. Jason Robertson, McDavid, all those guys. My second guy off the waiver wire, though, is Kevin Hayes from the Philadelphia Flyers.
Okay.
Owned at 37% on ESPN. He's got 8 goals and 17 assists so far this season.
Good season.
Even though the Flyers aren't, you know, they started on the top, they're working their way down to the bottom of the Eastern standings.
Oh, yeah.
Still got some guys producing right now. 66 shots, 20 hits, 12 blocks, 8 power play points. And the Flyers have 4 games this upcoming week, but it's going to be a tough matchup against all 4 of them. Starting with the Avalanche, then they got the Washington Capitals, then they take on the Golden Knights on Friday, I believe. And then they finish off on Sunday against the Arizona Coyotes. So at least 4 games this upcoming week, but it's a tough schedule.
This is the thing, Steele. And, you know, sometimes you and I, we throw out the amount of games that each of these players that we're looking at play. Make sure you do your research. Make sure that you're on point with how many games are on the schedule. To me, Steele, the next guy that I'm looking at, though, it really doesn't matter how many games they have next week. We'll get to it right after the break because I have 2 more players that I want to mention. And big time bets today, people. There's only 6 games. It's going to be a very quick breakdown because we wanted to pay attention to these waiver wire ads for y'all. So let's get back to it, Steele, right after this break.
And where we get all of our props and lines is betonline.net. This episode is also brought to you by BetOnline. They are your number one source for betting football and the NBA season this year. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis on every single game you could think of. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sport wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores on every single sport out there. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all your other favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. Bet online, where the game starts. And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. We appreciate all the love and support out there. Please make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. We are going to get to big time bets very, very soon, but we do have a couple. What, you have one more? I have one more as well off the waiver wire. I'll throw it over to you, Flip.
Thank you very much. You and I did, I don't know the exact age. I'll go back to it. I believe it was a top five under 23 or 23 and under. And I threw Dylan Cousins on that list. And you gave me a lot of heat for throwing Dylan Cousins on that list. And now all of a sudden, he is performing. And there are some interesting pieces on this Buffalo Sabres team steal that I could also talk about that you brought up. Jack Quinn looking very, very good. Dylan Cousin, 9 goals, 12 assists for 21 points in 24 games, including 5 goals over his last 5 games. Dylan Cousins is worth a look, people. Jack Quinn, Dylan Cousins, and Paterka on that second line in Buffalo. The Sabres are the 4th high-scoring team in the NHL. If you haven't jumped on this bandwagon of getting some fantasy value from these pieces, say what you will again about the overall Sabres value this year in the standings. Dylan Cousins, 21 years old, 7th overall pick. Jump on this train right now, people. He's only owned at 25% on ESPN. You're going to thank me later, even though I already told you about him a while ago.
You did, and I should have listened. I recently just put him on my interest list on my fantasy leagues as well, but he's been taken up already, so I'm waiting for someone to drop him. The other guy I'm looking at, though, before we get to big time bets, is Nick Paul from the Tampa Bay Lightning. We've talked about him a little bit on this podcast. 11 goals, 18 points so far in the season. He's been a small, very key highlight from the Tampa Bay Lightning's group in the top 6 as well. He's plus 15 on the season. 45 shots, 47 hits, and 21 blocks. He does a little bit of everything you can ask for.
Yeah.
5 points in his last 5 games and 3 games this upcoming week against the Red Wings, Nashville Predators, and the Florida Panthers as well. So look out for Nick Paul because he is heating up right now. But what's also heating up is our big-time bets. And if you don't mind, I'd like to kick it off with the Avalanche on the puck line against these Philadelphia Flyers. I know I was talking about Kevin Hayes. I still think he can produce this week, but the Avalanche are just a way better team than the Flyers, so I'm taking them on the puck line.
I don't think you can go wrong with that, and it's funny because I don't think we've really talked too much about the Avs this season, and they're still getting it done still. The Philadelphia Flyers are also – you saw the frustration in John Tortorella's face after the game the other night. Was he being asked some dumb questions from what I heard? Yes, they were. They were dumb. If you're in the room with John Tortorella and you're a journalist and you're asking questions about hockey, you better know what you're coming to with Torts because he's going to roast you. But my picks tonight, I'm keeping it simple, Steele. I'm going to teams that just look like they're hungry. They look like they need wins. Number one, Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
Nice win over the weekend. I liked what I saw the other night on Saturday night. I'm keeping it simple. Flames on the puck line tonight, Steele. That's where I'm headed.
Yes.
Is it a little juicy? Maybe. Maybe it's a little spicy. It's the Arizona Coyotes, though. And what I saw from the Calgary Flames over the last couple of games, they're starting to now get it done from the pieces that they needed while those big stars are struggling. I know Lindholm's leading the team. Huberto's been not good enough. Kadri, okay. Now Mangiapane. Dubé's looking pretty good. Give me the Calgary Flames on the puck line. That's my first pick of the night.
That is also my second pick of the night as well. Flames on the puck line against the Coyotes. The puck line guru has come to play for Monday night.
He's back.
But my lock of the night, for this one, I'm keeping it a little bit more simple. I'm taking the Oilers on the money line against these Washington Capitals. I just think Connor McDavid and Draisaitl are too good. And Ovechkin, even though he's scoring at will right now, they're going to shut him down.
Also, he was blanked the other night against the Flames. So maybe that's a sign of things to come for you, Steele. I'll go very quickly here because we ate up so much time talking about all these hot talking points. The New York Rangers have been on your SHIT list, and we're not going to say it because this is a clean show, But they have been there for a good reason. They haven't looked very good. And the St. Louis Blues haven't either. Why am I going to this dumpster fire of a game, do you ask? It just feels like a situation that one of these teams is going to turn it around. And from what I've seen, the New York Rangers don't have it right now. I don't know what it is, Steele. Offensively, yeah, I'm seeing some from Panarin, Zibanejad, the pieces that you expected, couple of scraps in the Rangers game the other night. Maybe that fires them up. But when you have a head coach in Berube calling out the number one goalie with the St. Louis Blues, I'm going to see a bounce back situation here. Also, give me plus money on the St. Louis Blues on the money line, plus 150 right now. That's a coin flip game, so I'm going to take the plus money. My lock of the night, Steele, it's the Vancouver Canucks. I don't know why. I don't know if you're going to like it or not, but the Canadiens are starting to show me their true selves. 5-5 over their last 10. This is a tough road game. Big emotional win for the Vancouver Canucks on Saturday as well. And that's how I'm looking at these picks for Monday night, is some of these emotional carryover situations. I'm getting a little fired up. I'm yelling into the microphone. But the Canucks on the money line is my lock of the night.
Yeah, and I think what's really hurt the Canadiens of recently is Jake Allen. I'm not putting the entire blame on him, but he is also one of those other goalies that has just not done a well enough job to put his team in a very good spot to win these games. A couple of soft goals. Defense hasn't helped him out, but again, a couple of these goalies that we've mentioned need to be a lot better. But those are your waiver wire targets. Those are your big-time bets for Monday night. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Once again, please check out Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.